Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
With the growing uncertainty and volatility across broader asset classes, it seems Forex markets have also gotten busy in the last five trading days. And there are signs, apparently, that Forex traders are starting to price in a potential Joe Biden victory when the November polls roll around. But is this going to be a dangerous precedent? Is this going to be a dangerous thing to posit, especially given the fact that 4 years ago, U.S. President Donald Trump, against all odds, actually beat back the polls and actually took the White House and became the next president of the United States. If an upset happens, could this actually upend some of this pricing in that the Forex markets are doing? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined by Mr. Koon Goh, who's the head of Asia Research at ANZ, to talk more about how the November elections might be shaping markets across the region. Mr. Goh, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you are in good health, and welcome back to the show. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back, JPL.
Oh, so Mr. Goh, let's talk about Forex markets. So, and it has been noted, as we mentioned, that there are signs that they're starting to price in the potential Joe Biden victory when the November polls come around. Where exactly are you seeing evidence of that? And more importantly, do you think this might be dangerous, given the fact that back in 2016, folks were more or less expecting a Clinton victory, only for Trump to upset everybody and pretty much and defy the polls?
Yeah, that's a very good question and a good point. I think we are seeing evidence that markets are prepping for Biden victory from the opinion polls that are being published, and especially since the first presidential debate and since Donald Trump contracted the virus. We've seen Biden's nationwide lead in the polls extending to near double digits now. And in terms of the betting market, it's got Biden with almost a 65% probability of winning. And in terms of FX market, that's been very reflected through in a further weakness in the US dollar and also strengthening in Asian currencies in particular, because that's probably one area where there are expectations that the economies and the currencies in this region will probably do better under a Biden administration.
All right. So, Mr. Goh, let's talk first about the U.S. dollar, because there is also this scenario where the Democrats could possibly sweep both the White House and both chambers of the legislature. And if that does happen, the expectation is that there's going to be more fiscal stimulus to aid the U.S. economy. But again, this could actually push the U.S.'s government debt to GDP to above 100%. Now, could this actually pose some economic problems for the U.S. economy down the road? And what could this ultimately do to the greenback, which has lost and softened significantly since the middle of the year?
Yeah, there's certainly expectations by the markets now that the Democrats could potentially take both the White House and also the Senate. And they already have control of Congress right now, and they are widely expected to continue to hold Congress. So with the Democrats, if they were to hold all three, that will make passing any legislation, in particular fiscal stimulus, that much easier, which is why you can see equity markets are starting to march higher on expectations that we will get an increased spending. Now, of course, while increased spending will be positive in terms of providing a boost, don't forget that the Democrats will also most likely increase taxes as well. I mean, they've already committed to rolling back some of the corporate tax cuts that the Trump administration implemented. So there'll be winners and losers. But overall, more spending, more boost to the economy. Now, the debt ratio in the U.S. will most definitely go up. That's a given. But at this stage, the markets are not too concerned about that at this point in time. I think they are cheering on the increased spending, because right now that's probably what's needed for the economy. Dealing with the debt is probably an issue for further down the track. But eventually, I think that's going to continue to weigh on the greenback, because more spending, more debt, more issuance by the U.S. Treasury, someone's got to buy that. And I think that's where the Fed will have to step in, increase their quantitative easing program, basically part monetize the deficit. And really, that's a channel where we'll see further weakness in the greenback.
You know, Mr. Goh, in some sense, there was at least a sentiment in the 2008 financial crisis that that stimulus and this fiscal monetary stimulus was just pushing the can down the road by more quantitative easing, no rolling back of the balance sheet. And it seems that on the back of the COVID-19 crisis, there seems to be a sense, again, as you mentioned, of pushing the debt down the road. But could this all eventually come back and bite everybody in a severe fashion? And how much further can they actually push a lot of this down with further quantitative easing and further stimulus? Do you think that there's a chance that this could all come back and haunt us in a gruesome fashion later on?
That's certainly the risk that by kicking the can further down the road, you know, the next future generations will have to basically pay back the piper back then. But then again, if you look at the experience of Japan, and, you know, we are starting to see the Japanification of the world right now. I mean, for a long time, everyone was wondering when Japan's moment will come. But it never came, and Japan continues to run huge fiscal deficits. They are in you know, constant deflation, but so far, you know, they, you know, sort of manage on. So there's very every likelihood that the U.S., especially given the benefit that they do hold the reserve currency, can probably, you know, continue to kick the can down the road for probably a lot longer than most people think they can.
We're still speaking to Mr. Khun Goh, the head of Asia Research at ANZ here on Forex Fridays. Now, Mr. Goh, I did note that you've actually selected a handful of currencies that you think might actually benefit from a potential Joe Biden victory. Of course, we're not saying that that's going to happen. A lot can change between now and November 3rd. But in that scenario, which of these currencies that you've picked out could actually benefit from a Biden victory, and why do you think that's the case?
So I anticipate the export-orientated economies, and therefore their currencies, will probably do quite well under the Biden administration. That's because, as I said, the expectations are that they're going to have a much larger fiscal stimulus, which is more spending in the U.S. economy, which will in turn then result in more imports from the United States. And Asia will benefit from that by providing a good boost to their exports. So already we've seen exports starting to recover in China, in Taiwan, in Korea, and even in Singapore. And I think that can continue. And therefore, that will actually provide, you know, pretty good support for those currencies.
All right. Now, what is your outlook for the Singapore dollar, which also could be seen as one that could benefit from a potential Biden victory, especially given the fact that the MAS is set to make their decision sometime mid-next week? Is the MAS's decision also something that still needs to be considered, given that the expectations are that they are going to stay put regarding policy next week?
The MAS decision is on Wednesday morning next week, and I'm not expecting them to make any changes to their current stable policy stance. So that's not going to have much impact on the Sing dollar. And in fact, I expect the MAS to remain on hold for quite some time. Simply put, it's really fiscal policy that needs to do more of the heavy lifting to help provide support for the Singapore economy. I think monetary policy has pretty much already done all it can, so it just has to sit back and play a supporting role. And therefore, it will be largely, you know, the dollar and what happens in the U.S. that will be the primary driver for the Sing dollar. And I expect further strength in the Sing dollar, principally because of, you know, my view earlier that I think the greenback has further to fall. But also, I think the Singapore economy is now on the road to recovery. We'll get confirmation of that in the Q3 advanced GDP numbers that are coming out next week as well. And I think the export numbers will continue to improve. And I think all that will help underpin the Sing dollar.
All right. This is Mr. Khun Goh, head of Asia Research at ANZ. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Forex Fridays. I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety in these times and a blessed weekend ahead. Have a great Friday, rest of the Friday, sir.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.